He's dead, Jim. Yeah, that's the whole movie quote for today. I've got a lot to do, and I don't have a lot of time, so I'm sorry that's all you're gonna get. He's dead, Jim.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. This is episode 16, and I need to let you know right off the bat that if this is the first time you've ever checked out any of my podcasts, you might want to skip this episode because we're kind of going in a whole new direction for this one, and I don't want to screw you up. So perhaps you might want to check out an earlier episode, like, say, episode 12, which was quite popular with the youngins. Or just go back and check everything out from scratch, which will only take you, well, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe, which I think is the least you can do for me.
Wow!
Anyway, I say that because today on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, I'm going to take you on a little musical journey. You may not like this kind of journey, but it sure beats the crap out of this kind of journey.
Don't interrupt me, you sodomite fornicator.
Okay, anyway. Aside from spending my every waking minute thinking up shtick for these Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmares, I also have a day job. For many years now, I have been lending my talents to those in search of background music. Be they cartoon makers, undercover corrupt corporations disguised as part-time pornographers, stenographers, or what have you. Well, you might be wondering what led a well-groomed individual like myself into a life like this. Well, after years of crawling my way to the upper middle of the rock staircase, and as my career as an aging obese rock star finally ground to a halt, I was given the opportunity to put my talents to use, writing background music for animated cartoons. I started working for a company in Canada that does a lot of this music. All kidding aside, it has been a great joy for me to work on a great, great number of cartoon episodes and DVDs. Today I'm going to spend the entire show playing for you a little bit of the music that I've written for some of these cartoons over the years. I'm going to feature a whole bunch of my background music and try as best as I can to explain what this music is representing on the show that you can't see. And I'm saving the best for last, a 30-minute cartoon I did last year. It was actually an Easter episode. This was the most challenging project that I had ever worked on, and I must say, the most rewarding. I'm really proud of this project, so I'm glad to feature a good chunk of that work at the end of the show. So anyway, now on to the hilarity!
And don't you interrupt me again. Right. I'm listening to that man that just crawled out of the pipes of Sodom and Gomorrah.
The first episode I'm going to feature is from about 4 or 5 years ago. It was a 30-minute cartoon about a traveling alien who lands on Earth and tries to make friends and explain himself to the townspeople. This first clip is the theme of the character, whose name was Buck. This is Buck's traveling through space theme, harkening back to almost every cheesy sci-fi action film you've ever seen. Alright, now here's a cool little segment that was sort of a dramatic sci-fi, oh no, we're all going to die in a tragic blimp accident kind of music, so I hope you enjoy it. Wasn't that scary, kids? Here's the dramatic conclusion where I kind of bring all the themes together. Of course, you haven't heard all the themes, but just pretend you have and be very excited about it. I beg you. hope you found that spiffy. This next show is another long-form show about a baseball team fighting against all odds to win over the Goliathian bad guys. Goliathian. The giant, big, you know what I mean. Anyway, this actually, this episode featured the voice talent of Mickey Rooney, the legendary Mickey Rooney. But his stuff was recorded in L.A., so I never got to meet him or have a drink with him or, you know, ask him what it was like to bag Judy Garland when she was young before she turned into Liza Minnelli.
Oh, Dad. Now I'm crying. Oh, Dad.
Anyway, this was also another big project for me with tons of long-form music cues and an entire classical-ish section near the end. Here are a few segments from the show. I'm going to move on now to one of my favorite pieces from this episode. This is a full 2 minute long section that I call the Spy Music Spectacular. This particular baseball episode, basically, the ball team was up against horrible odds, sort of a David and Goliath kind of story. And in this next cue, you're going to meet the bad guy, whose name was, I believe, Og. Jeez, I forget. Anyway, so this is the scary music section where we meet Og. And you'll notice it gets really frightening off the top, and then all of a sudden goes to this completely crazy little happy piece of music. That was the section where the dog, Ruff, starts dancing on Og's hand. And it also features some fairly discordant melody lines, which I believe I can look back on now and realize were influenced by the band Mr. Bungle. So any of you Mike Patton fans out there, Gord, I hope you enjoy this section. Here it is. Now for the big moment of the show. This was the 2 minute long classical section in the middle where they basically tell the story of David and Goliath. So it flashes back and you see the saga of young David, up against impenetrable odds. Sorry if I sound sarcastic saying this. It's late. I'm sorry.
You are a fornicator and a sodomite, and you will be brought before the world and shown that your sin is black as your heart.
Anyway, so this music is supposed to represent the growth of the young boy and his struggle against adversity, and it ends very triumphantly. And it was a lot of work, so I hope you like it. Here it is. Well, folks, you know, I need to be honest with you for a second here. I think I may have underestimated just how many pieces of music I planned on using in this episode. I have a little bit of a cheat sheet here in front of me with probably about 30 or 35 little clips. And of course, I'm realizing now that the podcast is already at a pretty long length, and I have, at least another half an hour of music I'd love to play for you. So what that means, of course, is I'm going to have to cut it short. So what I was going to say was that if any of you are actually enjoying this and interested in hearing this kind of stuff, let me know and I will gladly make you a CD or email you files, whatever you like, of some of this stuff that I'm not going to put in the show. Maybe I'll do another show. Maybe I'll do, like, you know, scoring music part two, if there's any interest in this. So I'm just gonna cut ahead to a few random clips without any chit-chat to show you some of this stuff, and then I'm going to get to the Easter episode, which is really the good one. The Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, episode 16, was filmed in front of a live studio audience. Well, now seems as good a time as any to get into the Easter episode. This was a 30-minute cartoon and telling the Easter story for kids, but it's pretty heavy, and it was there was some pretty scary stuff in the animation, and as I said before, the music was a real challenge for me, and I'm actually really proud of this stuff. And so I'm going to play four cuts from this and then call it a night. And the first one is basically the introduction to the show, where we meet the main character, who is actually called Tombstone, and he's basically a rock, who of course comes to life because it's a cartoon. And we meet him and find out that he's lonely and of course has never been anywhere because he's a rock.
Help, I'm a rock. Help, I'm a rock. Help, I'm a rock.
So the music basically emphasizes that loneliness. I gave him a special theme and played his theme on the French horn. So this is the first clip, which I call Tombstone, and I hope you like it. Alright, this next segment actually covers a lot of ground in the show. It's where we see Jesus basically being surrounded by guards as they bring him and arrest him. You know, it goes through a fair amount of emotions. It starts off kind of sad, scary, oppressive, and then towards the end it kind of gets peaceful, which is sort of the calm before the storm, which leads to the crucifixion of Christ, which is quite frightening. There's, you know, thunder clouds and demons and all kinds of scary stuff. So here it is.
Thank you.
Next in our story is the segment where they basically take the body of Christ and lead him into the tomb. And so this is basically a sad little, you know, minute and a half or so of just kind of reflective misery music for children. And now it's time for the pièce de resistance, piece of resistance. This is the epochal moment of the show where Christ is resurrected. And if you heard my last podcast, you might already recognize this music because I used it for my most pretentious of all promos ever done. But I wanted to play it to you uninterrupted, or as they say in classical music, uninterrupto. And this is basically where they roll the stone away. Sheets of crazy light come shining through.
Sheets of large, deep fried rumba.
Stop in front.
Lisa can keep the frozen in rumba.
A light shines down from heaven.
And then, of course, when it turns into a Danny Elfman soundtrack, a la Edward Scissorhands, you'll notice that's basically where Jesus walks out of the tomb. And walks off into, well, I guess you'd call it freedom. So here's the exciting conclusion, and then I'm going to hit the resizode. And thank you very much for listening to all of this. It really means a lot to me if you've listened to this far into the show. Next time I will get back to a regular podcast. I've got some fun stuff lined up. It's just I've been very, very busy and haven't had a time to get to it. So I bid you farewell with the resurrection from the Easter episode. Instrumental music, here it is. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming here tonight. God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America. Thanks for listening. Guess I'm gonna go home. Maybe turn in early. Good night. We'll see you around.